Chase and Sanborn Coffee, the blend of friendship in a cup, present Edgar Bergen, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, Ray Noble and his orchestra, our guest W.C. Fields, and...
There's a little man with freckles on his nose. He's feeling bad no matter where he goes. Wonder who the best way for who he
is. Everybody's friend but Bill Fields, Charlie McCarthy.
Welcome from me to you and to everybody. And from good old Chase and Sanborn to it, Captain. That's friendship in a cup. And welcome to Mr. W.C. Fields. He's friendship in a hiccup.
All right, Charlie. No.
Oh, here's a chair for you, Mr. Bergen. Won't you sit down?
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
May I pour some coffee for you, Mr. Noble? I brought some down here.
Well, thanks, Charles. Yes, fine. We'll have just a spot of it.
Oh, that's nice. You're welcome to chairs, yes.
Well, now, what is all this about, Charlie? This doing things for people, being so considerate of others all of a sudden.
Well, I just figured, Mr. Bergen, that we're friends.
Yes.
And what's friends for if you don't help them out?
Well, that's quite right.
You'd stand up for me and stand behind me if I needed it, wouldn't you, huh?
Yes, Charlie, I would, yes. I'll stand behind you if you're right.
If I'm right?
Yes.
Well, but can I stand behind you if I'm wrong? That's what I want to know.
I'm sorry, Charlie. All I'm beginning to understand now, all this good behavior wouldn't have anything to do with Mr. Fields coming here today, would it?
Well, I hope maybe we'd all stick together and I wouldn't have to apologize.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I thought as much. Well, don't think for a minute, young man, that you're going to get out of apologizing to Mr. Fields.
But I thought...
No. Why, the idea of rigging up a skunk trap in Mr. Fields' garden and tripping him up.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's bad.
That's very bad. Of course it is. Why that sort of a thing? Well, it's a menace to society.
Since when is Fields society?
There are no two ways about it, young man. You must apologize.
Mm.
Yes.
Well, what do I say? I could say, Mr. Fields, I'm sorry about catching you in my skunk trap.
Yes.
It was a case of mistaken identity.
No. Do you realize that Mr. Fields hurt himself when he fell?
He did?
Yes, of course he did.
I thought maybe his nose would break his fall.
Now, then. Well, young man,
huh?
It's up to you.
Yeah.
An apology is in order, and you must hold out the olive branch.
Yeah?
Yes.
I must hold it out.
Yes.
What's the use? He'll only fall over that hill.
No. Charlie, you should have respect for Mr. Fields.
Why?
Well, he's a very famous man.
He thinks he's pretty good, I know.
Yes.
He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it does, most of the time, too.
Mr. Fields deserves an apology.
Yeah.
Yes, and it must come from you.
Yeah.
Yes. After all, he's an upright citizen, so it must be done.
Yeah. Okay. You get him upright, and I'll apologize.
No. Well, that'll be enough out of you, young man. Now, what are you going to say to Mr. Fields?
Oh, will you help me out, Mr. Durgan?
All right. Why don't you say something like this? My dear Mr. Fields.
Yeah?
I beg leave to make restitution for my intrusion.
That's fancy.
Yes. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast. Can you say that?
Sure. Tears of anguish fall upon my unhappy breast.
Yes. No, breast.
Breast.
Yes. I smite my lonely bosom in agony of shame.
Yeah?
Yes.
I smite my lonely bosom.
Yes.
In agony.
Of shame.
Okay.
Yes. Now take it again.
I smite it by my bosom in shame.
The whole thing.
Huh?
I smite it once. Well, smite it again. From the beginning.
Oh, Mr. Fields, in restitution at your institution, am I unhappy there?
Yes.
You smutty baboon.
No, wait.
You smite my baboon.
No.
You smite.
No, let's continue.
What?
Oh, shame. Oh, disgrace. Oh, humility.
Oh, nuts. I can't go through with
that.
be up and doing. Here's the key to a better start.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I. Good morning, Mrs. Hart, my dear.
Mr. Hart, the coffee here is friendship in a cup, my dear.
A very good morning to you.
To serve Jason Sanborn, my sweetest mom.
It's super rich and wonderful.
It adds to my love for you, Mrs. Hart. A very good morning
to you.
Mrs. Hart, I love you more and more every day.
But only on account of my coffee.
Well, it's awfully nice coffee.
It's Chayton Sanborn.
Say, Abbott, what's Costello doing? Putting on the job?
I don't know, Ray. Why do you ask that?
Well, he wanted to know the name of my sailor.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. The boy probably wants to get himself a new outfit. You see, we're going to do a jungle picture. Costello's going to play a big game hunter.
Hey, Charlie!
Yes.
Hey, look, Charlie!
All right.
Now. Hey, Everett!
All right, quiet.
Hey, Everett! Charlie, everybody.
Hey, Costello, what is this?
Oh, I'm all ready, Abbott. I'm all dressed for my part in the picture.
Well, what are you doing dressed up in that tuxedo? You're going to be a big game hunter.
I thought you said a big game hunter.
No!
Well, I don't go out get dressed up like this without hunting.
I know that. It's too hot in Africa to wear a tuxedo. I'm wearing a sarong.
You're wearing a what?
A sarong.
Sarong?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. What are you laughing about? Have you ever seen me in a sarong?
No, but I've seen a lamb chop with panties on it.
Never mind that.
That lamb chop has more meat on it than you have.
All right, Costello, please be serious. The title of our new picture is Hunting Big Game in Africa. By the way, are you a hunter?
Am I a hunter?
Mm-hmm.
One time in Africa, I come face to face with a ferocious lion.
And then what happened?
Well, I snapped at the lion.
Yes.
Then the lion snapped at me.
Yes.
And something suddenly whizzed past me.
What was it?
Pomona.
Oh, come on.
Then my uncle came to my rescue, and I finally brought the lion home stuffed.
What was he stuffed with?
With my uncle.
All right, okay. Now, pay close attention. Now, in this picture, Clark Gable is supposed to save Rita Hayworth from a savage...
Rita Hayworth from... Rita!
All
Hayworth.
Right, Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth.
Now, wait a minute. Will you just a minute? Now, listen close, will you? He's saving the both of them from a savage man-eating lion. But instead of Gable fighting the lion, a stuntman jumps in and takes his place.
That guy must be nuts. What's his name?
Costello.
Costello? Mm. Oh, I like to meet that guy. Mm. Costello! That's me!
Yes, of course it's you. You're going to fight the lion for Gable.
And how much money do I get?
What do you care about the money? It's the experience you need.
Fine experience. Lion meets boy. Lion eats boy.
Oh, come on.
I don't get it.
Now, don't be silly. This lion is tame.
Well, so am I, but I get hungry.
All right, now, now, here's the scene. As we enter the jungle, we are in search of big game. There you are.
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh! A big bird just came out of the pond and flew straight at me.
Duck?
No! Hit me! What?
Oh, quiet! Stay close to me and be on the lookout for wild animals.
I hope we don't run into a Wilson up.
What kind of an animal is that?
You know, one of those things that looks like a black cat with a streak of white down its back.
That's a skunk.
A Wilson up!
All right, all right.
Coming this way. Hey, Abbott.
What?
Abbott.
What?
Let's make a hole
for the lines to fall in.
Not a hole, a pit.
A what?
Pit, Costello, pit.
Pit? Why don't you say expectorant?
All right.
Pit. I didn't know you'd pump, maybe pump.
All right. Look, the lion sees you, Rita, and Gable. He's getting ready to spring. Move in closer, and he'll get you instead. Go ahead.
Not till I find out how much money I'm getting.
For the last time, what do you care about the money? It's the experience you need. Here comes the lion.
There he comes. Help! Quicksand! Quicksand!
I don't see any quicksand.
No, no. I mean quick. Stand for help.
No, no. Stand where you are. No, as the lion runs by, you grab him by the mane.
By the mane what?
The mane. The mane. Lion's neck.
I don't feel like tickling him. Abbott, I got him. I shot him in the foot and knocked his teeth out.
Now, wait a minute. How could you shoot him in the foot and knock his teeth out?
He was biting his nail.
Oh, nice. Your job is completed.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Look. Rita Hayworth is getting ready to give our hero a great...
Rita Hayworth!
Rita Hayworth!
Get
away! Quiet! She's getting ready to give our hero a great big kiss.
Oh, boy. I can hardly wait. How long?
What do you mean? Gable is the hero. You're just a stuntman.
I know. But I killed the lines, didn't I?
Well...
Why can't I kiss her?
Well, you're not being paid to kiss her.
What do I care about the money? It's the experience I need.
Jump when it hits you, because here it comes, Ray Noble, yes indeed.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I'll sneak around when he gets here. Yes, indeed.
All right, young man. Yeah. You better stay right here where you are.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And I think I hear Mr. Fields coming.
Oh. Oi, 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 oi. Are you sure he's coming, Betty? He is, Miss Love.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What?
Yes, it is, Charlie. Yes, it's W.C. Fields, all right.
Oh, can you see him?
Well, I can just see a little of it.
Yeah?
I can see him sticking his nose in the door.
Sticking his nose in the door?
Oh, yes.
Oh, well, then it'll be 5 minutes before he gets here.
Well, I saw where they had to...
Chiggers! Chiggers! Let me out of here.
Calling up to kill there.
All right.
Oh.
Get there.
Hello, Edgar. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Fields. Hello.
Where's the little woodpecker snack bar?
Yeah, well, now, Bill, I can explain everything about that incident.
Well, explain why your belligerent little bungling board perpetrated an act of sabotage by stretching a wire across my garden path.
Yes, I'd be glad to do that. You see, it was perfectly innocent, Bill. You see, he was setting a skunk trap. That's what he was doing.
Oh, a skunk trap.
Yes,
oh, that's fine. That covers everything.
Yeah.
Thanks for the compliment.
Oh, well, I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. Nevertheless, the other evening, as I was traversing my garden in search of flora and fauna, Flora is my cook, you know.
Oh, I see.
That remarkable young lady.
Uh-huh.
Makes wonderful creatures.
Yes. Well, I believe all that, but that's really none of my
business. Well, I was walking along when I unexpectedly tripped, and the next thing I knew, I was prostrate on terra firma.
Oh.
Which was not unusual in itself, but the circumstance.
Yes, I can believe that. But, Bill, let's get back to the skunk trap, remember?
Oh, you mean Flora?
No. The skunk trap.
I see what you mean.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, it was quite an experience.
Yeah.
I broke my femur and fractured my decanter.
Oh. Well, now, that does sound rather serious, Bill.
Yes, it was. I hurried to the hospital. Clang, clang, clang.
Clang, clang, clang. Yes, I remember that.
Hospital, I took a turn for the nurse.
Work.
Yes, it is. It's the secretary.
Yeah.
And I took the beautiful
x-rays
of my leg. Six reels of them.
Six reels, that's fine. A feature, huh? What'd they find, Bill, in the
other? Just as I expected, the foul of my leg was hollow.
Is that tell me, Bill, were you running a fever, too?
No, I had some trouble with a blood pressure.
Oh, I see. Rather high?
92.
No, yes.
But a wonderful place, that hospital.
Yeah.
Very comfortable bed.
Well, that helps.
He even had mattresses on the wall.
They made you feel right at home, did they?
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, Bill. Until I suffered a nervous breakdown.
Now, don't tell me you have a nervous breakdown, Bill. Oh, that's awful. And Charlie certainly has caused you a lot of trouble, hasn't he?
Oh, I don't blame the little fellow, Edgar. I love him. He's all right.
Great life.
Even though my fall also caused a pulled tendon, patch of disease, double vision, bad case of pernicious dandruff.
No.
Not to mention Logo and the Magogo and Ralph the Devil.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Complicated by a slight piece of Mississippi and Poppendale and the slip.
What?
A slip sacroiliac.
No, a slip
what? Thrown in, yeah.
Slip, what was that?
Sacroiliac. S-A-C-R-O.
Yeah.
Hyphen.
Yeah.
From there on, you're on your own.
A wonder that you recovered from all that.
Oh, yeah. The coppers had given me up in despair. One day they discovered I had a past crisis.
Oh, I see. So now it's crisis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a technical word.
Yes. Well, what day was it when you passed this crisis?
The day they found me blowing the foam off my medicine.
Oh.
Charlie
learns of this, Bill, he'll be very sorry. I know he'll be sorry. And I just want you to know, Bill, that he's ready and he's willing to apologize.
Oh, that's quite all right, Edgar.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, I'm very fond of the boy.
Yeah?
Where is the little fire hazard?
Yeah. I think I'll call him in, Bill. Just a moment. Oh, Charlie.
He's not here.
Never mind.
Charlie.
I want you to know that Bill is right here.
Yeah.
Yes. And he knows all about it.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie wants to talk to you.
No. Good evening, Mr. Fields.
What did he say?
I said, good evening, that's all.
Let's not jump at conclusions.
Charlie, I've been telling Mr. Fields that you want to apologize. Now, isn't that right?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do, Mr. Fields. I do.
Well, that's just fine, my little chump. There she goes again. That's fantastic. Tell me, my little man, why did you set a trap in my garden? Don't you know there aren't any skunks there?
No skunks in your garden, then?
No, no.
I'm sorry.
No wildlife, with one possible exception. My place is occasionally infested with a herd of pink mastodons.
Pink mastodons. All elephants.
That's right.
I hear that the elephants around your place take aspirin to get rid of W.T. Fields.
Is it true, Edgar, that Charlie can trace his ancestry back to an old chestnut stump, the abode of a family of polecats?
Yeah.
Oh, this is like the old days, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, boy. Remember how we used to fight, Mr. Fields? Yeah. Foolish, wasn't it?
As far as my little friend. But we're above that sort of thing now.
Yeah, those are the good old days, aren't they, Bill?
Yeah, remember the time I said I'd slice you into a Venetian blind?
Yeah.
That was a good one, I think. I don't know, was it?
Yeah, sure was. Remember how I topped you by saying that makes me shudder?
Well,
good. I like it.
Who said you topped me?
I topped you.
Why, the only laugh you ever got was a sneer from a disgruntled termite.
Why? You keep that up and you play a return engagement at the hospital.
Better be careful, my little friend. You know, wood pulp is in the priority list.
Yeah, well, listen, you long-nosed anteater. Now, wait a minute.
Gentlemen, please, gentlemen.
I'm Bergen. I'm afraid Mr. Fields just doesn't love me anymore. That's all.
Don't tell me I don't love you, or I'll break every knot in your body.
Now, wait a minute. That's a wrong attitude, Bill. Why can't we be friends?
What do you say, Charlie?
Okay. I'll make one more attempt at appeasement.
Yes.
Then I'll fire on sight.
You'll do nothing of the kind, Charlie. You're going to be nice to Mr. Fields.
But he doesn't like me.
Why, idolize the little chap. I'd do anything for him.
Would you, Mr. Fields?
Why, I'd be glad to. Anything the little chap craves.
Hey, well, Mr. Fields, I have a new bicycle, you see.
Oh, would you like a bell?
Well,
I'm not affluent, but I could buy you a bell.
Well, that's nice that I have a bell. But I was just wondering if I could borrow... Oh, I don't suppose it'd be right.
Yes, it's all right.
Oh, no.
I love the little
No, it isn't right. Could I borrow your nose for a tail light? No.
Well, Bill, it's only the mischief in the boy. That's all it is. That's what makes him say those things. Why, Charlie is his own worst enemy.
Not while I am around these days. Can he borrow my nose for a tail light? Why, I'll fill him full of lead and lose him for a pencil.
Yeah. I go my lap, old Bergen.
Here, wait a minute.
I want to hang one on him.
No, you don't, Bergen. Now, stop it. Remember, Mr. Fields is not a well man, are you, Bill?
No, that's right, Edgar.
Yeah.
I've been a fragile thing of beauty ever since I was born.
Yeah.
Why, you weren't born. You were squeezed out of a bar rag.
Shut him up, he's full of chipmunks.
You are so...
Now, gentlemen, please, will you please stop?
Oh, my nose is tore a tail light.
Well,
if you were sawdust on a barroom floor, I'd walk 10 blocks to a drugstore to get an ice cream soda.
Yeah,
horse ready flavor.
Looks like a tail light, that's what I see.
Silver, it's Sterling.
And slivers, it's Charles McCarthy.
In violins, it's Stradivarius.
How about W.T. Fiddle?
Oh. In Athens, it's the Parthenon.
Lovely place. Played a split week there, Warren.
In every field, true greatness stands out, head and shoulders above the crowd.
I don't want to feel where the nose stands out.
Ed McCarthy needs a new paint job. A good shellacking wouldn't do him any harm. I've got a nose like a taillight, am I?
Yes.
In our field, it's Chase and Sanborn, a truly great coffee. And great coffee means great flavor to Westerners,
the thrill-packed flavor of roaster fresh coffee, super rich and supremely delicious.
While they spend all their money, he spends his time on their land.
They start for school, the longest way around. Wind up in a pool, the other side of town.